Speaking of travelling, if your phone coverage means anything to you when travelling, you're inviting us to check our carrier maps to see if you'll get any coverage at all.
Exactly right. So a lot of listeners might know I did travel up from Adelaide to Alice Springs and Uluru. My two travel companions had Vodafone and Optus. I had Telstra. I was probably the only one that had decent coverage all the way out there. So if you're ever going to travel and you're going to remote areas, look at their coverage maps just to see, because sometimes phone coverage does mean a lot. Now, if you're roughing it as well, you know, you're in a caravan, check for camp kitchens on there as well, because they've all got chargers in there as well that you can go along, plug your devices in charging. Consider also taking charging bricks for phones as well, because sometimes car charging takes ages on there as well. People think car charging is nice and quick. It can take a long time, and those little power bricks take hardly any time at all to charge your phone up. Also, remember, your phone is the best camera you have.
Absolutely. Now, just before we move on about buying LG smartphone, how did your trip to Alice Springs and Uluru go? Because you went up there over the Easter break, didn't you?
So, no, I really had a really good time. Never seen Uluru before. I drove nearly 2,000 kilometres
wow.
in that week. So, yeah, it was a long way, and went off the beaten track, stayed, you know, by, you know, the side of the road, sometimes at night camp rough. I slept in the tent for 8 days. Mm. So, yeah, but I had a really good time.
That's great. That's the only area that I haven't been to, the Northern Territory. Have to put that on the bucket list one day.
Oh, you need to, Lee. It's really good.
Yep. Have to talk to the missus about that one, I reckon. Now, as I mentioned, if we're looking at buying an LG smartphone, you probably don't recommend it.
No, not anymore. LG used to be one of the biggest names in smartphones. But last week it actually announced that that's the end of their smartphone business. So, and that follows, you know, they've had falling smartphone sales. They haven't been able to compete with Samsung and Apple. Apple got 21% of the market. Samsung got 16%. The rest of the market's made up a lot of the Asian brands out there as well. So from July 31st, no more LG smartphones. So expect to see them on special promotion. They've promised that they will still honour the manufacturer's warranty and Australian consumer laws. Can I just say, yep, that's all well and good that they do that, but I wouldn't buy one now. So plenty of other brands out there, because, you know, you want service afterwards, you know, 2-3 years down the track, you just might have to throw it in the bin. So give them a wide berth.
Okay, so you're telling us about a month into the start of the new financial year, about July 31 for that.
July 31, no more LG smartphones.
What about the Facebook data leak? Australians are urged to check and secure social media accounts.
Yeah, it turns out 7.5 million Australians out of 500 million global Facebook users worldwide were found in a massive data breach. Now, that means that your name, your phone number, your email address, your bio was all freely leaked onto the internet. Now, Facebook have come out and said, nothing to see here. The information was old. We fixed it in 2019. Tech experts around the world are a bit concerned about this because, you know, a lot of the time, Lee, when email addresses are leaked and phone numbers, that's how you get spam and those crappy SMS messages on there as well. So check up whether your data has been leaked. Now, I'll put all the information about how to do that up on the website and how to secure your Facebook account as well, which you should be doing. So if you're part of the Facebook leak on there as well, make sure that you go along, change your password for Facebook. But you know, just check whether you're actually on there. There's a website I've put a link to called Have I Been Pwned, PWMED. You just put your email address in there, and it tells you where your information was leaked to. Had lots of people contact me already saying that they have already been, their information's been leaked, but they've secured their account, and that's what we want.